This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today I'd like to delve into a topic that is often swept under the rug, but it's time to face it head on: pornography and its impact on sexual health. So buckle up, because this isn't going to be a feel-good ride. The real fact is, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, and everyone, pornography is not a harmless pastime kind of action. It is a digital drug that is rewiring your brain. Studies have shown that pornography activates the same brain circuits as addictive substances, leading to compulsive behaviors and decreased sensitivity to pleasure. But it doesn't stop there. Regular porn consumption is now linked to erectile dysfunction in men. That's right, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, the very thing that is supposed to turn you on is actually turning you off. But in real life, it's like training for a marathon by sitting on the couch. That doesn't really work. As for women, the effects can be equally devastating. Studies have shown that women who are addicted to pornography may suffer from what is known as situational anorgasmia, a condition that prevents women from experiencing climax when they are intimate with their halal spouses or with any partner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Not only that, but pornography often portrays unrealistic body standards and aggressive behaviors, leading to a lot of body image issues among women and decreased sexual satisfaction. It's like comparing your everyday life to a carefully curated Instagram feed, a recipe for disappointment. But that's not all. Pornography isn't just affecting individuals, it is tearing married couples apart. Research have shown that pornography now is associated with lower commitment to romantic relationship and increased infidelity. But perhaps, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, the most insidious effect is on our youth, youngsters, the future generation of this ummah. Exposure to pornography at a very young age can shape your sexual taste for life. It's teaching our kids that sexual interaction is about performance, not connection, about taking, not giving. So what's the bottom line? What am I getting into here? My brothers, my sisters in Islam, pornography is not simply a bad habit. It is a public health crisis. It's eroding relationships, twisting our understanding of what intimacy is all about, wrapping our expectations, and hijacking our very brain's reward system. Little wonder why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell to the believing men to lower their gaze and guard their modesty and guard their chastity and private parts. And the same command was repeated for women. Tell to the believing women to lower their gaze and guard their chastity and protect their private parts. Because the stare is the gateway to our brain. What you stare at is stored for life in your brain, and Allah wanted to protect you from that. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the gaze is an arrow from the arrows of shaitan, and shaitan is not out there to entertain you, but rather to destroy you altogether. And the beginning is that look that will hook you up on a lifetime of addictive behaviors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So remember, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, you actually have the power to break free from this digital trap. Allah created us with that ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that same addicted brain with the ability to rewire itself and go back to its original shape that you were created with. But sometimes you may need some help and assistance from others. So seek help. Don't be ashamed of reaching out to those who can actually help you get unstuck from this endless cycle. May Allah protect you. May Allah protect your family. May Allah protect your children. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.